This is News Talk.
Now, we'll begin with the Irish Times. All the COVID experts are out this morning talking about vaccines. So the main story in the Irish Times, experts urge caution on delaying second vaccine shot. And you kind of, when you read stories like this, you wonder what hope is there for the rest of us to get our head around it when even the experts themselves disagree about the vaccine. So senior medics and experts have urged caution on extending the gap between doses of COVID vaccines, saying a significant benefit to the vaccine programme would be needed to justify it. Obviously, as I'm sure you know, they're looking at seeing can you extend it to give more people their first dose of the vaccine, free up a few supplies, and then give people their second dose a few weeks later. So Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has sought the advice from Dr. Ronan Glynn and NIAC on the possibility. But Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP committee, said he believed it wouldn't accelerate the vaccine programme greatly. Modelling showing an enormous obvious difference would have to be published to justify such a move. But then we have Professor Luke O'Neill, also in the Irish Times. I read him as well. I think it was in the Business Post on Sunday. Luke O'Neill thinks it is a good idea to give more people first doses. He said, we haven't got enough vaccine to roll out as quickly as we want, so why not use up all the first shot instead? But then we've Anne Moore, who's a senior lecturer at UCC School of Biochemistry, who said extending the interval was not supported by clinical trial research. So good luck to NIAC and Dr. Ronan Glynn trying to make a decision there, because no one seems to agree on what we do about the vaccines. The Irish Independent, first cases of Indian variant detected here. Not the news we want, of course. Three cases of the new Indian strain of coronavirus were detected in Ireland yesterday. Two as a result of travel, while the third is still under investigation. And just across the water in Britain, they have the Indian variant there too, but they have now added India to the red list of countries for mandatory hotel quarantine. India still not on the list here, but there are I suppose speculation that India could be added. It's unclear if India will be added to the list in Ireland or not. And obviously the worry is because of the surge of infection currently in India. But as the Irish Independent reports this morning, Dr. Killian de Gascon said there was no real world evidence yet that this particular variant is more infectious or more deadly, but there is a need for vigilance there. So we'll wait and see. You imagine Cabinet will have to discuss it in some form this morning, whether or not we add India to that list, particularly when it came here through travel. The Irish Daily Mail, outdoor dining on the menu in weeks. It could resume as early as next month. Simon Harris confirmed the government is looking at doing more when it comes to easing restrictions on outdoor activities, and that al fresco gatherings could be on the menu soon. The Higher Education Minister said there might be the potential to allow more outdoor activities next month, and essentially he's saying that this summer can be like last summer, which we've heard before, and maybe even better than last summer, who knows? I don't know about weather-wise, but certainly restrictions-wise anyway. Now, onto something totally different in the Irish Examiner this morning. Fishing industry can't be trusted. The European Commission has ruled that Ireland cannot be trusted to police its fishing quotas under the Common Fisheries Policy. This is going to be a real headache for the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries here. The Commission has issued a ruling withdrawing a special derogation to the state to weigh fish at factories, because the authorities cannot guarantee that fraud will be detected. That plan has been in place since 2012 after lobbying by the fishing industry, but now the EU Commission has ruled that fish must be weighed at the landing point rather than in the factories themselves there. So basically they're saying the Irish cannot be trusted, unfortunately. So as I say, there'll be a lot more about this. I think there's a committee today talking about it in the Dáil as well, and a bit of a headache for Minister McConlogue and indeed the Fisheries Department. Now, the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror all going this morning with the same story about Jenny Poole's death and her boyfriend, who has appeared in court charged with her murder. Gavin Murphy was remanded in custody over the fatal stabbing of mother of two, Jenny, at her home in Finglas in North Dublin at the weekend. So that's dominating the tabloids this morning. Inside the Irish Times, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people talking about a united Ireland. I heard Malcolm Byrne on The Hard Shoulder here with Kieran on News Talk yesterday talking about Ireland rejoining the Commonwealth, and Neil Richmond was on Breakfast Briefing yesterday. It looks like we're a long, long, long way away from any of this, because Boris Johnson is quoted in the Irish Times this morning, and he has declared that there will be no referendum on the reunification of Ireland for a very, very long time to come. That's a direct quote. The UK Prime Minister has also insisted that his government will try to sandpaper rather than scrap the Northern Ireland protocol of the Brexit withdrawal agreement to get rid of the barriers to internal UK trade. And Boris Johnson made the comments on the BBC Northern Ireland Spotlight programme. Taoiseach Micheál Martin also on that programme, and he said that an early border poll would be explosive and divisive there. So not going to happen for a long, long time, despite various TV debates about United Ireland. It ain't going to happen for a while, it would seem, that border poll there. Paul Williams writes in the Irish Independent this morning that Jerry the Monk Hutch is to be charged with murder arising from the Regency Hotel attack back in 2016. A European arrest warrant has been issued for his capture after the DPP decided that Gardaí had enough evidence to charge him with the murder of David Byrne. So watch that space. The Irish Daily Mail this morning has interviewed a number of hairdressers, and these are ones in the north, because hairdressers in the north are now reporting an influx in clients from south of the border booking appointments. Salons reopen in the north on Friday, and hairdressers in the Republic have said that the reopening of salons across the border, along with an already booming black market, is creating an unlevel playing ground. And Daniel Anthony's salon in Enniskillen said that he has seen a surge in people from the Republic booking appointments. He says 20% of his clientele is coming from the south. Which is obviously comments he made here on News Talk. And it's just fascinating to see what impact this can have on an industry. Talking about it this morning in the Irish Daily Mail. Now, a couple of final stories for you. Here's an interesting idea. Love to know what you make of this. Car registration numbers should be put on drive-through takeaways to stop people dumping litter. This is an idea from Fine Gael Senator John McGann. Basically, you go to a drive-through takeaway, you order your food, and your car reg would be printed on the bag of food and also on the boxes that your chips are in and your burgers are in. And the idea would be that it would stop you littering, because if you threw that out the window, well, then the authorities would be able to track you down. I'd love to hear what you make of this. You can text me 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Finally, for you this morning, it's in every single newspaper. It's on the front of pretty much all the UK newspapers. This plan for the Super League. And it's just incredible. Like, no one is in favour of it, it would seem, apart from the clubs themselves. But now Prince William has weighed in, the Duke of Cambridge, last night, warning that the European Super League risked damaging English football as the British government and the game's governing bodies united in opposition to the plan. You have the Taoiseach involved, you have Boris Johnson, you have Prince William, you have all these former players, these commentators, these pundits. Everyone seems to be against it. It's just extraordinary. But there's a lot about that in the papers this morning. Maybe you don't care. If you do care, though, there's certainly a lot on the front and back pages.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.